Simon Tafresh Ayin, Sif Beis, Mishaburus of Cotton Vov. So the Mechaber says very, very simply that there's no din of Suda at all on Chanukah, because Chazal and Akiveyit is a time of Mishav Simcha. Like we say in Davening, it was a time of praising Hashem, and that was it. Now, near time, Lekabu Kan Lesimcha, come up and him. So why is it that by Chanukah, there was no halacha of Suda and Simcha, etc.? And a Purim there was. Kiva Purim. Hoya Gzeir Lahashvi Ulaharagas Agufais. Gzeir was to destroy, physically destroy Klal Yisrael. Shulbitul Mishav Simcha, which that's obviously the opposite of being the body having enjoying itself. Lois and Foshas, they had nothing against the Jews keeping their religion, they just didn't like Jews. Even if they would want to convert, it wouldn't help. They wanted to kill every single Jew, no matter what he was like. So the Gzera was against the physical existence of Klal Yisrael. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us from that Gzera, so the way we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu was through a physical element, to recognize that there was a danger to the physical element of the being. Mashiach came to Maaseh Antiochus, the story of Chanukah, so goes Olam Laharagul Lahashmi, he had nothing against the Jews physically, he didn't want to destroy them. Raksaris of Shmodus Kela Harmadosim, his desire was to make the Jews change their religion. K'mashal Omrim, Hashkicham Tarasechu, Lahabiram Me'achu Kerem Sonecha, that that the goal was to remove the Jews from keeping the Torah. If they had the Jews humble themselves to be under the control of the Syrian Greeks, lalos amas, pay a tribute to them, tax, because of lemunosim and keeping their religion, chas v'sholom. If had the Jews done that, the Greeks would have left them alone. But so the Gzera was not against the physical existence of the Jews; it was against their religion. El Shehikber Kadosh Baruch Hu Yad Yisrael Benitzkum Klais was able to overcome. Kachlo Kumo Melo Halu Lo Hodes Levat. So therefore, the correct celebration is through the spiritual elements. They wanted us to be removed from being able to do the proper praise and service of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Likra b'dos chas v'shalom, to be chas v'shalom, be kafir in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. U'besa so yisborach lo yivichus mama begavir yadenu, and Hashem helped us that didn't happen. Can onu moedim m'shapkin lo yalshahoy yolonu Lelokim and Melo Zavunu Me'avadosai, that Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to be his servants, and he's our God. So the focus is on the Halal and the Hodah. Okay, comes on the Ramah. The Ramah says that there is an element of mitzvah in the Ribei Asudas. Why the Bais Yomim? What's the this Chofei Bekislev was also the time of Chanukah Samizbeah. Kamer b'Chofei Bekislev, Kadisa b'Medrash Malachas Mishkan, Nigmar b'Chofei Bekislev. The Mishkan was originally in the Midbar. The Mishkan was completed on the 25th of Kislev. The actual Hakama, Shem Dera Kadosh Baruch Hu Hakama Ad Nisan Shnei LaBayitzel. The Russian wanted to take place later, so the Mishkan was waiting, all of the parts ready. Till later, Rabbi Kadosh Baruch Hu, Alayla Shalom the Kislev. I owe the month of Kislev a debt. Mishilmo Chanukah's base Chashmonoi. The Bereshim paid that debt by giving the rebuild, the rededication of the Beis Hamikdash, which took place in Chofei Kislev, in the time of the Chashmonoi. So this is the time of Chanukah. Shom b'mei Antiochus Timo Ahechom, So they were metamed, and they had to clean it out. And therefore, most of Chanukah's abayas for Shmona Yomim Elu. So they celebrated during these 8 days the rededication of the Beis Hamikdash. So we know that the Chanukah's Mizbeach was celebrated, like the time of Shlomo Melech, it was celebrated with the Suda. So the Moshe says, the minhag is to say Zmiras and Tishpachas, or these type of Sudas, and that will even if you argue that it wasn't really a Suda's Mitzvah, that will convert it into a Suda's Mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah, Huwa Din Minasui Bas Tamachachim Lam Ha'aretz, the Gemara says that if a Bas Tamachachim marries an Lam Ha'aretz, it's not a Suda's Mitzvah, even though it's a Suda's Chas, it's not a Suda's Mitzvah, but because we're not excited about the fact that the daughter of Tamachachim married an Lam Ha'aretz. But he says, "Imar mim shiras havi sudas mitzvah." But if we would say shiras to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that can convert it into a sudas mitzvah. The Mishavur said before that we don't really have a full bona fide status of an amaritz. Therefore, this issue is not really so relevant nowadays. You know, maybe a person is more learned or less learned, but the bona fide Amoris that the Mar is referring about was we're beyond that. So we say these Miros, we also have a Sudas Mitzvah test. Ratzalar, but Tziriv Zap, the combination of the two, see, he learned that it only works. I can't just take my Tuesday night supper and sing praises to Hashem making the Sudas Mitzvah. Well, I said praises to Hashem. It's only in conjunction with the fact that there is an argument that this is a time of simcha, and I celebrate it as such with Zmiras and Shiras, that it becomes Siddhas Mitzvah. So they both followed the opinion of the Yesharim, of the Ramuah, not of the Machaber. Because of Rishal, should call. He says very simply, anything which you're doing as a way to publicize the nes, or to take to praise Hashem, so that's a siddur mitzvah. So we have something special on Chanukah in celebration of the fact that the Rosh made the nes of Chanukah, so that's enough to call a siddur mitzvah according to him. So Adam just asked me, is it only if you're Kaveh Suda? I don't think I'm making a difference either way. Generally, we define a Suda Mitzvah as a person should wash, but I don't think that's the definition of what make that's in honor of the Suda Mitzvah you wash. The Bir Locha, taking off on this thought, he says that the Marshal says, if the whole idea is that we're celebrating the fact that we were able to learn the Torah and do the mitzvahs, and which was being challenged to take from us, so these sudas and things that people do which take away from their kviyas of learning would be improper. They shouldn't be mivalta from their kviyas. So he says, "Avasena Rabim," you have the exact opposite. The mivalta the kviyas, and they get together and they play cards. So the person should stay away from that. You know, that was their play dreidel. You know.
What?
Okay. Now, some said there's a minute to eat Gavino and Chanukah because of the story of Yehudas. He always said Bito Shal Yochan and Kangal. She was the daughter of Yochan and Kangal. Why is it Gazera should call him Rusa Tipol Tafshat Chila? Any woman who is going from the state of Erisin into Nisuin would have to be taken by to the governor first. She gave him cheese to eat, and that created a whole process that she was able to get him to become a shikur. And she cut off his head, and everybody ran away, and that was part of the Yeshua. So in Zechar for that, we have. Cheese. Doesn't mention latkes over here. It's a big part of the minig. Okay. Gimel. Amos Vidim Behemel Lechokhim Befanim. During the days of Chanukah, The only thing which is mutter is a day, time of, it is a time which is kavua to be happy. So we don't say hespedim. A chacham, tamu chacham a and befono, which he's present as opposed to in honor of his shiva or his shloshim. But there at the levi itself, we say hespedim. The person has yartzei during Chanukah, he doesn't fast. Tanis chalom b'chanaka, I'm leil simon tov kuf samaches sefei. Regards to having a tanis chalom b'chanaka, he sends you back over there, which I think that the minhag is that we do.
Just like if we do it on Shabbos, then why would you not?
Shalom was. So it says, but he has to pay it back with another tinus afterwards, right? Alin tzidak adin. So you do you say tzidak adin, but during the time of the quarter of the mace, the minig is not to. Okay, v'emisana mir aleph, kanabas of aleph. The over misana yom shemis ba'over ve'imoy atanis chaloyim. So Mishra brings the point: a person did fast the yortzeit, which he shouldn't have done. Or a person fasted Tanis Chalom, which he should have done. So Sarach Lameisiv Tanis Latanise Acher Chanukah. He has to fast another time as a kapara for the fasting on Chanukah. Va'im Derechaim Ashekotze Bezeh. And he sends you to look at Derechaim, which is quoted.
Should have fasted the Tanis Chalom.
You do fast, even so. I'm not excited what he did. So he tends to look at Derechaim. So Derechaim, so the most of Dirshu quotes it in Meluim on page 100, that there it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch before that there was a minhag of people to fast on Chav Ches Kislev. There was such a, it was considered time of tzaddikim. So if a person
would,
correct. So based on that minhag, if a person wouldn't fast the Tanis Chaloyim on Chav Zayin, he can then turn around and fast the Tanis Tzadikim on Chav Ches and be mechaper that way. Okay. Yud Beis, Ein Liel B'Hilchus Rosh Chodesh, but in regards to Tzidik HaDin, Shasham Kosov, Ein Armin B'Yam, Shein Armin B'Tachim, we don't say Tzidik HaDin, any day which you don't say Tachim, we don't say Tzidik HaDin. And the commandments in the Tafresh Bay Gimel, the Gabi Purim, we don't say Tzidik Adin and Purim. Ein Shom. Avlis Neim Ulachreim, Erev Chanukah, or the day after Chanukah, the Isru Chagam Chanukah, near the end of Hakra, then you Tzidik Adin. You would say Tzidik Adin, even though it's the day before Chanukah or the day after Chanukah. Same thing with Rosh Chodesh or with Purim. And the commandments in the Tafresh Bay Vav, then you have Beda, Gufa, Maharba, Mekilim. In other words, the Gabi Hesped, we said, you're not Misana, Serb Hesped of Tainus. The Mishavur brought before, the sister Hesped of Tainus, he told you to look later on in Simon Tavish Pevov, that could be that applies not only to the days of Chanukah, but it's not proper to going into Chanukah in a state of fasting, or fast immediately the day afterwards. Right, there is a that. So he passed in Levi Chanukah and Purim later on. Mishabura brought that it's the Mechaber says it's mutter behesped b'tainus the day before and the day afterwards, and the Bach said no, we don't fast beforehand, and the Chachil you should be machmer like that, and but the Sharetzino what they brought that's a gabi fasting, in regards to hesped. It's more lenient. There are some which even hold even hesped you should not do before Chanukah. Okay. Now we're taking it a step right, and we're saying, but that's true legabi hesped. But regard to Siddiq Adin, that's more lenient, and you can be mako on the day before Chanukah. Some people even make to say hespedim on Erev Chanukah. Some people hold you can't say hesped before Purim or before Chanukah. the male of Gamma Tzidik didn't ain Lerma, so which we should argue that you shouldn't say Tzidik then either, according to that thought process. Okay, because of Rimagodim. So even if you read Machmer in regards to Zidik, then Erev Chanukah, it doesn't apply to Motzei Chanukah. Availus, the Kliyam and Noeg Bechanukah. Availus applies during Chanukah, a person who said Shiva during Chanukah. Oinein Potami near Chanukah, a person who's an Oinein, doesn't do mitzvahs. So he doesn't have to light near Chanukah. Because of Yerabah, the Ishtrem Tadlik. His wife should light. Even Mutalanus Amen Yesh Deis Bepaiskim. I'm here with Simon Shimon Malov. I'm meaning because we don't answer Amen.
Why is it actually Usher for Yonin too? Is it Usher or is it not the right thing to do?
The Isser of the Oinon is based on the concept of Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. Right now he's supposed to be focusing all of his focus on and arranging for the burial. So there's a Ran in Sukkah which says Asimit Patamit is not just that it's a Ptur, but once you're Potter, so now it's an insult to the first mitzvah. Dr. Cooper's question was, you know, if he wants to do it, why can't he do it? The answer is because once he's involved in mitzvah A, it's improper to leave mitzvah A and go to mitzvah B. The Ptur of Oinon is because we say that his focus right now is really to be ready to take care of all of the arrangements that are necessary for the Kvura. In Echonami, in a case where Kvura becomes impossible, he's no longer an Oinon, he's Chayav Mitzvahs.
But Bizmanena, I mean, things typically, you know, often are arranged. So they're prearranged or whatever, and he's really, his preparation is mental preparation, maybe to think about what he is. If he's going to be Maspid, I was going to say. But
so that's the question. There is a concept in halacha called Masul the Katzofim. That's a fairish in halacha. That once the person gives over the mace to those who bear the mace, which means it would be the equivalent of the Chevra Kedisha, seemingly, so he's no longer known and he's Chayav Mitzvahs. That's a fairish in Shulchan Aruch.
What's the term again for that?
Masul the Katzofim. Katzof is a shoulder. Yeah. People carry the mace on the shoulder. Yeah. It means he basically gave over the mace, the ones are taking it. So they're not in the actual court process again, so we're all being very sick of that. But I don't personally. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was sitting Shiva for my father, or before the Shiva, I mean, we were dealing with the arrangements. So this was back in 1986. So we had a meeting with the funeral home. We made all the arrangements with the Chevra Kedisha, and everything was done. But the Kvura wasn't going to be till my brother was arriving from Seattle, so it wasn't going to be wouldn't make it till the following morning. But it's ready by 12 mm-hmm. noon. We had finished all the arrangements. So I called the place and I said, "I should be chayav." He says, "No, you have to be available." About 15 minutes after I got a phone call from the funeral home. There's a problem. So, my God, the Divrei Chachamim, you know, that they recognized, you know, there was an issue. Manira, now, Shmur finishes, Dimein Ishtem Imoi, Yechidim Abayas. If there is nobody else there, he's the only person in the house. Yalik Haneris, the first Suminisa, Beloi Bracha. You would make a Bracha, but to leave the house empty without any Persumanisa, that's, Prima Ganim holds, that's not proper. It could be there's a chashad issue, but this concept of persumanisa is above and beyond the person per se. But it's that we'll see later on. Persumanisa is a very very powerful mitzvah that overrides maybe mitzvahs the rices, etc. There is another issue of a chashad, which that's another argument. Okay, Chayav Rishenim Shemeh Behu Medaber, Chayav Ner Chanukah, who keep be careful to hold the word. A person who can't hear but he can speak, he's a bona fide, full fledged, functioning person, and he's Chayav Ner Chanukah.
Why did the Chavetz Chaim put that halacha here as opposed to under, you know, who lights?
I don't know. I'm not sure why it got snuck in over here. Okay, Simon Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. This is the language of the Rambam. If you're very, 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 very diligent in the lighting of the Neres Chanukah, you're a person who's supported by Tzedakah, he has to borrow, so he has to sell his garment and acquire the ability to light. Person who is careful. The language of a rogel means person who is careful. Will be zeichah to have children which are tamid chachamim. She never kiner mitzvah, the Torah or Pirush Rashi al zeh. Near mitzvah the Shabbos and Chanukah. Near mitzvah to refer to Shabbos and Chanukah. If he's careful with that, he was zeichah to have children which are tamid chachamim. Filo ani. He has a chiyuv, mishum persumanisa, to get out there. Shoyel, al apsachim, he has to go knocking on doors, requesting money. Amar chaksusai, sell his garments. Amar maskratzim, hire himself out. Awa'enu mechui b'chozeh, rak b'shil nerechad l'cholayla. This is for the minimal mitzvah of doing one there each night, to go and borrow on the psachim because of the sofer that he's not mechuyev to do, or to he has enough money to put one there. He's not mechuyev to sell his garment to have more.
This is if he has an extra garment. I mean, he can't mean you're talking about in the winter time, like his coat or something. I mean, it's sakanas nefeshas to go without a coat.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We're talking about a person who's pretty destitute here. If he can't, right. If that's all he has.
Susan usually normally means, I'm not sure it's his coat, but okay. But I imagine not in a situation of where it's going to be dangerous.
Is this like? I mean, this is such an important mitzvah. Is it like delicosis that the community has an obligation to?
Yes.
Provide him.
Yeah. So the Be'er Halacha points that out. Be'er Halacha points out that the source for this obligation, this concept is the Rambam. This is the Rambam. It's from the Al Kaisis. So it says that's true. It means the Gaboyim have responsibility to make sure that he gets his needs, gets this need. So they really should be making sure that he shouldn't have to do this, and they should be giving him money for that purpose. What's interesting, the Rambam learns it from the Al Kaisis, but the language he uses by Ner Chanukah is stronger than the language he uses by the Al Kaisis. Certainly, Zorma Oid, he doesn't say by Dalit Kaisis. So this is a unique language of the Rambam, like in the Chanukah. Kama Neres Madlik, Sif Beis. So what do you light? Lala Rishon Madlik Echad, the first night you light one. The Kama Elach Moshe Beharlach Echad Becholala, each night you add one more. Not Shabalelo Acher, until finally in the last night, you Shmona, there's going to be eight Neres. Now the Mechaber, the cheetah of the Mechaber, which follows Tosis, Philip Rabbi Ben Abayis Lo Yaliko No Yoser. So Tosis learns the Gemara. The Gemara says there's three levels. There's the basic mitzvah is Ner Ish Ubeisa, which means one Ner for the whole family each night. Each night you light one candle or one cruse of oil. Then there's Mahadrin, which means Ner Lechol Echad Ve'Echad. It means you light a candle corresponding to each individual in the family. So there's five people. You light five candles the first night, five candles the second night, five candles the third night, etc. Mahadrin is what we call, the Mora says, Basil says, you're Moise V'Harlech. So it says, you can't combine the two, because it's confusing. So the first night it's one, but you can't say, well, the Mahajan is five. I have five people in my family, so I'll do five the first night and then ten the second night. People will not recognize the statement of the nace of the increase of one to eight when they see 10, 15, 20 candles there. So it's just confusing for them. So Mahajan to Mahajan, which is what the Mora says is the third, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, means without any, only one set is lit. Only so you light one menorah for the whole family, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Feel Rabbi Abayis Lo Yaliko Yosher. You don't light more; just the Baal Abayis lights for the whole family. Now, the Rambam disagrees. And this is, they point out the fascinating point over here. We have a machlokes between the Tosfos and the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos, and the Ramah passes like the Rambam. But the truth is, the Ramah doesn't pass like the Rambam either. If you look at the Rambam says that we combine the second layer and the third layer. So in the case of Mahadran, we light per member of the family. Mahadran and Hadran, we light per member of the family, and each night we add more. So that means in the first night, if there's five members of the family, they light five. Second night, light 10, 15, etc. However, the Rambam's lashon is that the Balabais lights all of them. The Rambam's, in other words, according to both Tosfos and the Rambam, the Balabais lights. According to Tosfos, the Balabais lights one the first night, two the second night, etc. According to Rambam, the Balabais would light, in our scenario, five the first night, 10 the second night.
One for each person.
One for each person, but only the Balabais lights.
Uh-huh. But he puts them in separate places? So
no. That's what the Rambam learns.
Oh.
Now, it comes along the Ramah, Hagov, Yeshamrim, the Cholechim, Yenebayis, Yalik. Each member of the family lights his own nair, neiros. So, and each one does Moshe v'Harlech. V'chen ha-minik pashuk, that's the standard minik by the Ashkenazim. Now, it says over here in the Maror Mokum, it says to the Rambam, it's not really exactly the Rambam. So there's a famous piece from the Biskarov. What's the point of the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramah? What the point of the Machlokes is that the Rambam learns that this is all Hiddur Mitzvah. So you can't just do a Hiddur Mitzvah without doing the primary Mitzvah itself. The Rambam holds. So the Balabais who does the primary Mitzvah can then be Mahadr by adding more. But if that's already been done, so you're discussing the possibility of doing Hiddur by the second person without the primary mitzvah, because the primary mitzvah is done already, and he's not part of that. So that the Rambam holds that that's impossible.
That's a what?
Impossible. You can't be mahadar without having a mitzvah.
Well, how did he not do the primary mitzvah?
Because the Balabais lit the primary mitzvah is one is the Balabais. Right. So the Balabais lit his menorah.
See, that's already this, and nobody else can do the primary mitzvah.
It's already the primary mitzvah. It's done already. So what do you mean mahadar? I'm doing hiddur, but uh-huh. Hiddur is a way to do a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah in a nice way. I'm not doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah is done already. So that's what Rambam holds. It has to be he agrees with the definition of there is more hiddur by adding more neiros and more neiros and more neiros, but it has to be done by the Balabais. He ties it into machlokes between the Torah and the Rambam. In a case where a person did a bris milah, so he did the person can do the minimal amount that's called he makes sure he gets all of the pieces of the orla which have to be removed. That's called tzitzin hama'akvin esamila. Tzitzin she'en hama'akvin esamila, those which are not necessary. So it's a hitter to remove those also. The Rambam says if a person finished the milah and didn't take them off, he doesn't go back and take them off afterwards. But the Torah says you should go back afterwards and take them off because you should be mahadar to have everything removed. So the Biskarov says you see the Rambam holds once the primary mitzvah is done, while you're doing the primary mitzvah, you can add on hiddur and do the tzitzin shenem akvin also. But once the primary mitzvah is done. The middle is done already, so there's no hitter anymore. We're going back and taking the Shana Mahak. The same type of idea. And the Ramah goes like the tour, it's possible to do the hitter later on, which is not part of the primary mitzvah, and still considered a hitter.
But people even make a. We paskin that, according to the Ramah, others can even make a bracha on their own life.
Correct, so that's the Kiddush. Well, the Ramah takes it out of Krekach, so the discussion over there is. I remember that. I don't want to say the point. Discussion in regards to Shabbos. V'zar litin kol echad ve'echad neiros v'makom yuchad kadesh hehecker kama neiros malikin. If you have multiple people lighting, it's going to be confusing. So really, we should have the people should light in separate places. So it should be clear how much is being lit. Okay. So you see the Mishnah Berurah Dalet. So the first night you light one. And after that, you add more. Come by, look. The minyanu masegas rakla neirecha b'chol laila loyla beisoy yotze b'zemidin. If all you can afford is one there for the whole family each night, that's enough. Mishur the Shulchan Aruch Rak Lamisha Yodim Masegas Liyos Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin Kinesa Megamor. This is above and beyond. If you could do that,
but the Mechaber brings it as the Stam Halacha, because that's
really
that
what
really
we're
practically what you do if you can afford it.
Correct. It's not a choice that you have. Assuming that it's available, you're supposed to do it. If you can't afford, you can't afford.
And that's the Gemara makes that. Is that kind of
not clear on the Gemara? Mm-hmm. Okay. Echa b'cholayla, hey, im yesh lo tisha neris. So you have 9 candles. Yadim b'cholayl sheni shtei neris. So you'll be mekayim the moisav harlach on the second night. Im yesh lo asar neris. Av again lo yalek rak b'leil sheni shtayim. B'leil shlisha lo yalek shtayim. Rak achas. You don't get anything by having 2 neiros on the third night. That's not the mitzvah. So you'll end up with, you know, the first night you light 1, the second night you light 2, and the rest of the night you light 1.
So you see, seeing if you had 10 in Yeshlo Asara, you still only...
So the first night you light 1, the second night you light 2. So if you use 3 neiros.
Right, but you can't mostly...
You have no way to do 3 the third night, because you'll end up with missing.
You have to have 11 in order to be able to
right.
light
3
the
third.
Okay,
Ashvelet Lo Akron. The last night you'll have 8. Mishen Lo Shemen Harbe. Person doesn't have a lot of Shemen. Either Bechad Shemen Kashir, he suggests the following. That you should divide it up as such that one there for sure has enough oil to fulfill the full time it's supposed to light. And the remaining oil you'll spread out amongst all your hidur. We're afraid that if he divides them all equally, then maybe none of them will light the proper amount of time. I'll call the Shemana Yomim. Let's say he has enough oil for all of the 8 nights. He can be moist for halach. He has enough to light one the first night, etc. And that's all he has. The chaver has nothing at all. So it's better. So he should not do a mahadran and mahadran, and give to his chaver, and that chaver should go to the Beit HaMitzvah. Let me say, sorry, Chela, Echad, Kanal. Now, Medavka, Kashi Chaver, Enam, Bein Beiso, Enam, Soma, Chal Shulchonai. Hum, Bein Beiso, Mutter, Shiyu, Hum, Bein Mahadran. Instead of two people in the same house, lighting both the Neiris, doing Mahadran, he should keep everything, because the person who Metzen, Kamiyotza with him, he's part of the Bnei Abayis. You, the last night you'll have 8. If oil is expensive, it's better to use candles, which will allow you to afford to be moisiv harlech. Kosher kos b'fnim, imashi yalek b'shem inzayis. Echad b'chol ayin levat. Okay, let's hold it here. Because it's time for Marav. Okay, so.